Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, and tonight we are joined by eyelash extension expert, Ms. Dionne Phillips. How are you, Dionne?
Fine. How are you? Hey.
We are wonderful. I just want to remind everyone that's listening to the show tonight that the guest call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. 4399. If you have questions for Dionne or if you have comments, please call that number and we'll try to get your call, your question answered. And then also you can join us in the chat room where my sister Denise will be heading up the chat room, and you can get your questions and comments on there as well. And I just wanted to check in with my sister to see if she had any beauty news for us tonight.
Yes, I do. First off, Sci-Fi Channel's Face Off, one of our favorite shows, we'll be holding open call auditions for Season 3 on February 20th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the L Makeup Institute and Agency located at 241 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 150, and that's in Las Vegas. Applications are available at sci-fi.com/faceoff/casting. And for more information, you can contact the casting producers at faceofflasvegas@gmail.com, or you can call them at 818-842-2496. That's 818-842-2496, extension 221. And again, that email address is faceofflasvegas@gmail.com. And lastly, I just want to send congratulations out to the makeup team of The Iron Lady for winning the 2012 BAFTA Award for Hair Makeup. That's Mark Coulier, J. Roy Helen, and Maurice Langan for winning the award for hair and makeup for the movie The Iron Lady. And for those of you wondering what BAFTA stands for, that's the British Academy of Film and Television Arts. And that's my news.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Dionne, we finally got you on. I'm so happy about it.
Yes, so finally.
Yes. It's going to be a great show nonetheless, whether it was last week, this week, next month, it doesn't matter. We're just happy to have you on because I just feel like if no one else can tell us about eyelash extensions, you have to be the one who can do it. I just feel like if you said it, then it's so. You're welcome. You're so welcome. We're excited to have you here. And we just wanted to start the conversation off basically just by you just kind of telling us who you are and telling us your story and how did you come to be an eyelash extension expert? How did it all begin?
Wow. the journey. It started years ago as a kid playing in makeup, and then actually being a model in New York City. And always wanted to look on point, basically, for my auditions. Back then, I will say even like 5 years ago, even 6 years ago, they were doing Polaroid cameras when you went to castings, Polaroid pictures. And Polaroids always came out really drab, like your eyes came out really drab. It wasn't the high def as we have right now. So I just started accentuating my eyes with eyelashes, making my eyes pop more with eyeliner, eyelashes, give myself a little bit more color inside the picture. And it became an obsession. Then started, you know, doing my friends' eyelashes and going out, dressing up in New York City, the real life of Sex and the City, say it that way, with clothing and fashion. And then it turned into, you know, back and forth when my boyfriend at the time moved to L.A. for his job, back and forth, you know, shopping and figuring out if I could actually live in Los Angeles and finding my way in Los Angeles. So throughout my auditions, transitioning from New York to L.A., I would go to auditions here, and girls would ask me, where do you get your shirt? Who does your hair? Where do you get your shoes? Who does your makeup? And me giving that advice out to girls at auditions, it led to, you know, me doing girls' eyelashes in my kitchen in Los Angeles. Well, from the beginning, I don't know if you remember Tweet, singer Tweet. She's one of my first celebrity, her and Brandy was my first celebrity clients, actually, from my kitchen in Los Angeles doing their eyelashes. And the word caught on, and it took me to a 3-month waiting list from my kitchen. didn't know I had a business. I just did it out of love for eyelashes and makeup and fashion. And the rest is history.
Now, how long ago was it when you said you first started with the auditioning? And then, you know, applying the lashes and getting prepared for auditions?
I've always done eyelashes. Well, when I moved to L.A., it was like 2005, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, my first article with People Magazine was 2005. And my very first, like, huge celebrity at that time when she was hot was Paris Hilton. She actually talked about me on the red carpet to everyone. When she went out in interviews, and from that word kind of caught on, and it took like it went crazy like wildfire with over a 3-month course. And then Bailey Candy actually mentioned me in an article. I used to be at a spa. Actually, the owner there, Kate Somerville, she was my client, and she offered me to come to the spa and do lashes. I'm like, you know, I really just, I never really had a 9-to-5 when I was a model. And I thought that was going to be the case. And I was like, no, I just want to do it. It's just on Mondays. And that Mondays turned into a 6-month waiting list from Kate Somerville. So it kind of started then, around 2005-ish, around that time.
And so... Were you applying back then in 05? Were you applying, and I'm talking about to yourself when you were preparing for auditions. Were you applying eyelash extensions or just like individual lashes?
I was applying both. On the job, a makeup artist had put individual eyelashes on me, and I kind of learned from that. Another woman in Los Angeles, me and my girlfriends used to go uptown and get our lashes done and facials and our brows waxed. She actually kind of encouraged me to do eyelashes since I was always there. And one fell out, so I would go back. So she actually taught me. But I was applying eyelash extensions and flare lashes at that time to myself. And then just kind of perfected the art over the time. So, and when she had taught me around like 2004-ish, actually like 2000 to be exact, I didn't think I had a business. I was just doing it for myself.
Right.
But, you know, around that time when I came to L.A., just trying to figure out if I was going to stay here, what I was going to do, you know, visiting spas and things like that, that's when it took off.
Wow.
So I hope that answered your question. Yeah, kind of applying them myself.
Were eyelash extensions popular back then?
No, no one even heard of eyelash extensions. I would, at first when I started, I'm like, okay, I can make this out of a business. I can have girls come. I can do their eyelashes, make them look good, and have all the girls look fly in L.A. No one has ever heard of it. So I would mention it to people, and they would look at me like I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, what do you do, Thalmon? How does it say? Does it hurt? I'm like, no, it doesn't hurt. I just apply them on.
So, Dion, since we're talking about how you put them on, just explain for everyone exactly what eyelash extensions are, because most people refer to individual lashes as eyelash extensions.
Yeah, there's different forms of eyelash extensions, people call it. Yes, they extend your natural lash length and also volumize it as well. But extensions are one single silk fiber hair that is attached to your existing eyelash. And it's with a protein bond, non-formaldehyde or anything toxic that is attached to your natural eyelash. And it usually stays on for the course up to 6 to 8 weeks, not the total 6 to 8 weeks. People are getting that misunderstood. So around the third week, you're going to need a touch-up because your natural lashes has a natural cycle of 90 days. That's why our lashes are in different ranges. That's why we want that up-down look in some looks that we want to acquire. Each hair has a cycle. So when that cycle is done and it's shedding off, it sheds. And then people would come back in, I would refill in or touch up the lashes that kind of grew out. And then you have flare lashes that are 5 to 6 hairs or silk fibers, say it that way, on one strand of hair, and they're attached to maybe 2 or 3 of your hairs versus one single hair that the extension does. Is that understood?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the flares give it a much more volumizing look than the extensions. A lot of people are walking around with some people doing extensions and having that very broomstick look.
Mm-hmm.
Or they look very clumpy or dry from eyeshadow. We'll get more into that.
Right.
later. Right. So you just want to have a natural look. Eyelash is supposed to give you that polished, finish look with the rest of your, attire.
So right. I'm new to eyelash extensions, and I'm getting them for the first time. What questions should I be asking as the client?
Well, some questions you can ask, and everyone's now learning to, the lash technicians, if they're not really educated or even qualified, certified technicians, they're saying yes. You're going to hear a lot of yes, 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 we can do that. But I would say be a visionary to look inside the atmosphere that you're walking into. And, yes, you can ask some questions such as, does it burn? Does it sting? Does it hurt? Will you pluck? Can I see your work first? Actual work, not stock photos. There's a lot of stock photos that are being distributed throughout the whole industry now. And everyone claiming it is their work.
Right.
So you want to be aware of those type of things that are happening. Make sure the environment is clean. Make sure the tools are sterilized. Make sure they're not putting tape on your face or putting glue, jade stone, that they keep the glue cool on. Make sure that stone or anything they're applying is not on your forehead. I've seen some really weird applications that people are putting, using the client as the table. You can't do that.
Exactly. Now, what about when speaking of the jade stone, should the jade stone be free of glue, like from like 2 appointments before you? Like, how some people will keep old, hard, dry glue on the jade stone?
Yes, because that comes with, cleanliness as well. You don't want someone double dipping in the adhesive that they put on. Maybe they dip the silk fiber in the adhesive and it didn't properly stick on your natural existing lash and have to go back and stick it in. You don't know what has been transferred from the eye to the jade stone adhesive. So you want to make sure that's clean and sterilized. Some people have little trays that they use, disposable trays that they can use the adhesive inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So those applications really should, it's hard to see if you're laying down with your eyes closed. But you want to ask those questions. When you go in and lay down, look and see what you're laying down on. If you're sitting in a chair, you know.
That was my next question.
There's so many variables within finding the right technician nowadays, because everyone's learning from YouTube. Everyone's learning
right.
from one day or weekend classes. And guys, you have to basically see to pay. So how is that going to happen?
Yeah. Now, is it okay if someone did, let's say, if someone did my lashes on laying down on a sofa? Is that okay, or does it have to be, in your opinion, does it have to be, you know, like a massage table or, you know, some type of aesthetics chair?
As long as the client's comfortable. I mean, if you're comfortable laying there and the technician is comfortable and can see and can apply, you want to make sure all areas are clear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. I think that's okay. I mean, there's a lot of people who do house calls, and I have done house calls where the client is on the table. Just make sure kids aren't jumping on top of you, the client, or around
right.
the area, because you have pointy tweezers in your hands, and you want to be cautious of
right.
the whole environment.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to be cautious of that. So it's okay.
Okay. So do you prefer to do lash extensions at your studio versus doing house calling? And I know sometimes it can't be helped. Sometimes you have to go to someone's home. But do you prefer?
I do both.
You do both? Okay.
Sorry to cut you off. I started as a mobile business, you know, to build my clientele. So I went where the work was at, and I
right.
made it happen by doing that. So I don't really prefer. If you love what you do, you don't care where you are. So
right.
basically, I just go where the work is, and I'm honored to have someone believe in my product and me to apply the lashes. So I don't really
right.
have a preference. I mean, I work 12-hour days, and I still have house calls at 10 o'clock at night, sometimes 12 o'clock at night.
So
I just have to work on just as much as...
You work 12-hour days. You sound like
yeah.
you're on a film set somewhere, 12-hour days. And... from what I know about you, I know that you're always booked.
Always.
How do you
Thank
have,
you,
how do you, right. How do you get introduced to new clientele when, you know, you're booked all the time?
How did I get new clientele, you said?
How do you get introduced to a new client, for instance? Well, let me ask you this. Do you take walk-ins?
I take walk-ins, yes, if I have availability that day.
If you have availability, right. Okay, because that's what I was going to say is, like, you're booked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get in with you. So I was just wondering how, you know, are you introduced to new clients when you're always booked?
I put away emergency times. You know, even though I'm booked, I do still keep emergency times available each day. If those times don't get booked, then I use it for my lunch or time to send out an email or time to confirm my appointments. I use my time productively. So I've never advertised, thank God. I've never I get a lot of press, thank God. and it's basically been run by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
From the start, so I'm really grateful for that.
Yes, that's awesome.
I try to keep my systems organized where I keep days open, or, you know, someone usually cancels, I can call another person, or I'll just stay late. I'll stay the extra hour to make it happen for them.
So let's talk a little bit about your studio.
Okay.
Actually, what services you offer at the studio?
At my studio?
And feel free to throw out information about the studio for anyone who's interested in coming or setting up an appointment or what have you.
Okay, say it one more time.
I said feel free to give information out about the studio, like the location website or how they can, you know, get in touch with you for an appointment.
Okay, great. Well, my studio is D Lashes by Dion Phillips. I'm located in Beverly Hills. That's in Los Angeles, California. It's my flagship store, D Lashes store there. I'm inside a building. It's called Salon Republic. and it has all industry professionals inside of it that have their own independent businesses inside of the business. It's not a huge studio. It's very intimate for the client. But it's a beautiful studio. We're open from 10 to 7 p.m., 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and sometimes later if, you know, I do stay late on certain days for new clients or people who work. So I am adjustable with that. Located at 9911 West Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. And what else do I want to know? Oh, the services.
The services, yes.
The services I have, first of all, is a signature DeLashes extension lashes. And those are, again, one single hair attached to one of your existing eyelash, one hair at a time. And those last up to 6 to 8 weeks. It takes me an hour to do the procedure, not 2 hours. And then I have the lashes, party flare or natural flare lashes, and those are flare lashes, which is 5 to 6 hairs attached to one or two strands of your natural hair. And those typically last up to 2 to 3 weeks, depending on your hair growth and how well you care for them. And then I created something called the combo lashes, the lashes combo lashes, which some people want a thicker, fuller, volumizing look from extensions. You can't get it. So I created something where you have the flare lashes combined with extension lashes.
Which I love.
And they're, they last up to 6 to 8 weeks, about the same time as the extension lashes.
Mm-hmm.
And then people come in and get touch-ups on those. And all that's available on my website as well. And then I have a twinkle-in lash I call, either the flare or the extension. It's just a style of lash. And that's just from the inner eye going out towards your ear, outer eye, to give you a twinkle, sexy Angelina Jolie type of look.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different variations that we can style it as. It's just the type of lash that you're going to be getting is where the price comes in.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anything else?
Let me ask you, for someone who's just starting out
mm-hmm.
as an eyelash extension expert,
mm-hmm.
what price range, if you're new to this, you just took the class last week, and
mm-hmm.
you've practiced on the model in the class, and maybe you're two of your girlfriends, and now you're ready to put up, you know, flyers and post stuff to your website. You're doing eyelash extensions now, and here's
mm-hmm.
my price. What type of price range should I expect from someone who just learned last week?
Well, it depends. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying for a basic set of eyelashes.
Well, it depends on your market. It depends on where you live. There's a lot of variables. You don't want to – everyone wants to think they can start off because they heard prices being $350, $400. They want to start doing extensions and they charge $500. Be responsible to your environment. There's a lot going on right now. Also, too, do a test market. Maybe ask questions. Where do you live? You know, look at all those things. Maybe start with a special first to gain the recognition of your talent as a lash tech. You know, do a special. And then you'll start understanding what your market is. I would say start, if you're doing extensions, it's really hard to say because in different markets, some people won't pay $375 as they would here in Los Angeles and Ohio. They wouldn't pay that. You know, some will, definitely some will, but what will make them actually want to pay that? You know, does your website?
I'm sorry.
Does all your marketing tools? You know.
But also, I was going to say, you know, you may be in Los Angeles, but
mm-hmm.
And people may be willing to pay $375 for a full set.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just learned how to do this last week, I wouldn't expect you to be charging $375.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would, again, like I said, being responsible, I would start maybe at maybe $200. You know, I don't know. It's just really doing market research for your area. What's your competition there? Who's doing eyelashes as well? How much experience have they had? You know, really, are you that experienced? Just doing two friends and just a week in class is not enough. You have different eye shapes. You have different things that you have to kind of look at. And it's basically doing research. And it's part of having a business is doing that research to understand what your market is. Who you're going to be catering to. Is it more moms? Is it more executives? Do you have local celebrities in your area that would do that?
Right.
You know, those are all the things you have to kind of look at to understand your market.
Right.
To get a great price point.
So I want to take a question from the phone line. Hello, who's this?
Hello, ladies. This is Cynthia calling in.
How did I know you were calling in?
Hello, Cynthia.
Hello. Hi, Dion. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I've actually followed your work for a while now, and I've been doing eyelash extensions and certified for 2 years now, and I'm out of the Maryland area. And I wanted to ask you, based off of your years of experience, when dealing with clients, do you find them to complain a lot about their natural lashes appear to be thinner from doing the lashes? Like you were talking about the combo lashes where you have the individual hairs and then you have clusters mixed in. Do you find that they are saying that their lashes are thinner?
Are they thinner at first? Is that your question? Or is it thinner
after wearing them?
Yes. They seem, what happens is the lashes aren't particularly thinner. It's just that the contrast of them wearing the lash extensions or the lashes itself, there's two variables, actually. The contrast, they're used to seeing it thicker and fuller. So it appears as if it's been thinner. The lashes are still there. They're constantly rejuvenating, constantly growing back. But it appears that they're thinner.
Because they're accustomed to seeing that fuller look when they have the lash extensions on.
Yes.
Versus, okay.
Yes, the optical illusion starts to happen. And it's like, that's why it's like such a wow factor once you get them on. But when they have a loss, and then you, just like wearing your nails, and you wore even the hair weave in your hair, you feel like your hair is thinner, but your hair is just hair is still there. It may be a little, maybe one or two follicles thinner, but it's not. It doesn't pull your lashes out unless they're applied not properly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good question. But also, Cynthia, I find, and that's exactly right what Dion just said, but I also find that they don't appear to be as thin when you don't wear them for a long time. Like, I had some lash extensions put in maybe a month ago, and I probably only wore them for 2 weeks. And when I took them off, my lashes to me, I mean, it appeared to look a little thinner, but not much thinner, but they were fine. Like, I didn't feel bald like the very first time I started wearing them.
Yeah, some people, I agree. Some people feel like they feel bald. If a person actually wears lashes too long, I would say usually after the fifth or sixth session, that's usually like within a 3 month range. I always have a client take a break for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
You're gonna hate it, but you
know, I have some clients that are like crack clients. I mean, they are like, yes, you know, they've been coming 6 months straight and will not, you know, because like some clients of mine have moved from doing just the straight, you know, clusters, like those $25 clusters or something, to the lash extensions, and they're like, they don't want to do anything else. They don't want to do mascara. They, you know, they need their lash extensions. But I've just been trying to stay abreast of, you know, products to help strengthen the lashes.
Yes.
You know, cleaning them, you know, talking to my clients about proper care for your lashes, the hygiene portion to, you know, so it's not all clumped up and, you know,
exactly
preventing your lashes from growing properly and, you know, getting other kind of germs and diseases.
Another thing that I found, Cynthia, as far as lashes appearing thinner, I found that when you remove them properly,
mm-hmm.
yeah, as opposed to pulling them out,
then right. they actually won't look thinner because you still yeah. have all the lashes, you know.
And that's what's important. That's why I was saying make sure the technician is qualified enough to properly place the remover on, let it set for 13 seconds or more, and then the lash slide off the existing lash, leaving it there, not plucking.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some clients come in from other places and says that lash techs are plucking their lashes or snapping or breaking the adhesive.
Yeah.
And it should not happen.
But also, it could be the client, because I've been guilty of that. I've been guilty of just taking them off myself. And, you know, once you start playing with them, you just kind of get in the mood of playing with them, and you don't necessarily pick them the proper way. So I think sometimes the client is at fault as well, you know,
yeah.
just kind of
mm-hmm.
picking on their own. And then again, so.
And I tell them, I build a culture around what I say to them. I need your lashes for me to put more lashes on you.
Right.
It's not from applying them. So the more lashes you have, the more I can apply. Because they always
right.
want one extra lash. So it's best to build a dialogue with them so you could actually, they can actually think about it before they actually start picking or, you know, messing with their eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
And but over time, if their lashes are clumped on with too much adhesive, and other lashes can't breathe so it could, you know, grow properly out of the hair follicle, then that's when you're going to have thinner lashes. Also,
right.
people
and then with the glue up there, you really, it doesn't even look good.
No,
you
it
have
doesn't.
Too much glue up there. It just looks cakey, and it's like, what are these little balls? And,
yeah, and most of the time, the client is not really cleaning around their eye properly like they say they are. They'll go to bed with
mm-hmm.
their makeup on, and you
right.
have to sit there and clean it off.
Right.
Know? So that's when everything has to be sterile around your area. You know, make
right.
sure when your tray, around the tray, is sterilized with alcohol from
mm-hmm.
placing your palm on and reaching for adhesive or reaching for lashes, you know. So
right.
always make sure your tray is sterilized and clean so you're not transferring
right.
anything.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I had one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since getting certified through this particular company, I heard about maybe three to four maybe popular lash companies.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems like there's so many lash companies out there, and I'm getting emails all the time, try my lash glue, try my glue, try this,
yeah.
try that. And it's
yeah.
like, how, in your opinion,
you know.
how are all these people coming about? Like, is it something like you do see everything on YouTube? Everybody has something on YouTube nowadays.
Yeah.
Are these people
just
starting, saying, hey, I want to start a business and just go with it and try to bring clients that way? Or
yes, and it's basically called branding. People are opening up businesses every day, and they're seeing the trend of eyelashes being popular right now. And they're, you know, getting products that they can get and market it to make theirs seem better. There's not really, basically, some places, some of the bigger names that you see all the time because they had more marketing efforts. That's all that is, you know. I've taken those same adhesives to labs and had them tested, and all they're the same adhesives.
Wow.
So it's just really doing the research of what, I mean, everyone is getting some of the lashes and adhesives from the same exact place. You know, I went as far as going to Hong Kong to find out for myself. And
wow.
Those are the extra efforts that you have to put in for yourself. What quality assurance do you have for your products that you want to use? Do you use them on yourself? You know, would you use them on yourself?
Right.
You know, how, and there's a lot right now. It's just like, you know, the Brazilian straighteners, the nails, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to take that extra effort of finding the integrity for your product and what's
mm-hmm.
important to you. Hope that answered your question.
Let me ask you a question about actual application. And Cynthia, I'd probably like to hear your thoughts on this as well. But, you know, every lash expert is different, you know, and they learn to apply things different ways. But back in, I think it was October, November, when I was working in Atlanta, I went to the hair salon where my sister goes, and we were getting our hair done, and there was a makeup artist there who she does, you know, waxings, brow waxings, and lash extensions and all that. So I'm looking at her menu of services, and she offers eyelash extensions, and then she offered, you know, like flares. And I stayed away from the eyelash extensions because I was like, okay, I don't know this woman. I don't know anything about her. You know, I'm just going to kind of play it safe. But I did want some lashes. So I went on to get the flares, and she applied them with me sitting on a stool.
Mm-hmm.
And she applied them, she attached them underneath my lashes.
Mm-hmm.
Attached my hair underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say it was the most horrible feeling ever. And I wore them for a few days because, you know, I just, you know, I love the look of lashes, but they hurt.
Right.
And at first I was like, I didn't know if it, you know, was because of her, because I've never had them applied underneath before. So I was thinking, is that the reason, or is it a lot of glue, or what's going on? And the funny thing about it is when my sister was supposed to get hers done as well, but, you know, she was like, you know, she looked at mine, and then when it was time to leave, we left. She never went in to get hers done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she tried it, like, a couple of weeks later, and she probably had them on for, like, 2 days, and she took them off. But
yeah,
it was the worst. So can you,
yeah.
I mean, was something wrong with applying it underneath, or what's the story on that? Well, first
yes.
of all, I think you used
yes,
too
yes,
much.
Yes. what was that you said?
I said, I think, first of all, she used too much glue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And people, I don't want to give people misconception that the adhesive, yes, matters, but it's all about the application.
Right.
Your lash, if you understand lash growth and lash technicians, I think, Cynthia, is that your name? Please
uh-huh.
really research how lashes grow. Understand the cycles. Understand all those aspects
mm-hmm.
because that's going to help you in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You can't apply lashes from inner eye. Yes, they come out from inner eye, but when you go to move your eye around, we are three-dimensional. We have the three-dimensional eye. It's going to hurt. It can't move properly,
mm-hmm.
just like your hair when you get a haircut. You can't
right.
move it properly. And the follicle, the hair can't come out the follicle correctly. So it does matter. I mean, I think people are trying to one-up the next person by making theirs seem better than the next. And, you know, everyone has 3-4 layers of lashes depending on your DNA and how you're, you know, made. I think the lashes should be applied in between your natural
right.
lashes. Not
right.
It's not necessarily on top. On top
right.
you can see things. It's in between your lashes. And that's
right.
a hard process to kind of learn and understand. If it's coming
right.
from your inner eye, it's going to irritate your eye. Anything in your
right.
eye that's foreign is going to irritate it. So I think that was an improper way of applying them. Especially, you can attest to that it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when you do start pulling your lashes out.
Right.
You know, so there is proper
yeah,
ways
totally
of, like, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely totally agree. Because I know with when I got trained, we were taught, you know, to apply the lashes on top. I've had someone apply the lashes to my underneath my lashes, and like mm-hmm. Dion said, you can feel it because it's like that close
yeah.
to your eye. It's very uncomfortable. And like Dion said, you put them in between. I mean, it looks much better. It blends in much better because it's not sitting on the top. So you can't really see where it's connected.
Exactly. It's just like having
the
weave.
And it blends in much better.
Yeah. You don't want to have the weft showing in your hair.
Right.
If you're wearing a weave. It's the same type of process in a way.
Right.
But you don't want to have anything irritate your eye and a client walking out hurting.
Right.
You know, and then that speaks, you know, for you is, again, practicing what it looks like, you know. Different eye shape, different ethnicities have different layers of eyelashes. Understand
mm-hmm.
that. There's different ways of applying the eyelashes where it doesn't hurt. You don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And also it depends on the different curls that you have. So the curlier the lash, if you try to take that and put that on top of it, it's not going to look good.
No, and then when your hair is dense, your hair starts
like
going out. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, when your natural hair starts growing out, then it starts turning inward towards your eye.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then if you have adhesive on top of it, and it's going to get harder, and
mm-hmm.
if the person's rubbing and, you know, the daily activities of that person running around and doing whatever, you don't want the eyelash irritating the eye. So there's so many different variables. I just want people to really study what they're doing and understand how to apply the lashes properly, not that close to the lash line. I mean, a little bit away
right.
from your client extension where you give it some space so it can grow out properly.
Right.
You not should have adhesive touching the skin at all.
Right.
And not just that, actually take the time to design the lash look that you're going to put on your client's eye. Because it makes no sense if you're going to use, like, let's say size 11s and size 12s. It makes no sense to put all 11s or all 12s on someone's eye from the outer corner to the inner corner. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
When
and that's
lashes in the inner corner are so short,
right.
they're not going to be able to support that long lash. So you got to think about what you're doing before you actually do it.
And that's where the makeup artistry and the artistry comes in at. You know, your creativeness, looking at the
mm-hmm.
eye shape. If the eye dips
right.
down lower towards the nose, or if the eye opens up wider towards the arch, you know, how
mm-hmm.
are you going to design it first? Like, look at that. You know, just don't have a person come in just for the money, just to apply
mm-hmm.
one size eyelashes, and they look like broomsticks. That's what I talk about.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to have that broomstick look. You don't want to have that, what's the lamb chop look, you know. So you want to apply the lashes the way they look really pretty, like a baby fresh lash. Look at babies. They are
right.
the perfect example for every lash tech out there.
Right.
You know, we require to have that young, peaceful look.
Cynthia, were you going to say something?
Oh, yes. I was just going to say, it took me a while to really understand. I know, Janice, you and I have talked about the lashes after the training. And, you know, I kind of felt cheated a little bit from my training, but it was up to me. Just like with makeup, when I, you know, took the makeup training years ago, it's up to me to build on my skills. And so that was the same thing with the lash extensions. I can't just, you know, stick with, okay, this is what we learned and that's it. It's more to it than that. I mean, just like Dion said about the hygiene, I mean, it goes so much further than what I was trained upon.
Yes.
And,
you know,
I
give credit to the school. They're giving the basics, but definitely take it
right.
beyond that.
Right. Right. And I've definitely learned with, you know, different clients, like, why isn't it looking right? Why isn't it this? Why isn't it that? And just researching and spending more time with understanding about lash extensions. Because it's a delicate procedure. You're messing with someone's eyes.
Right.
And if you do something wrong, you can. I've had clients come to me from other lash techs complaining of their eye is severely burning.
Yes.
I've had two clients come from one particular lash tech, and they were severely inflamed. I had to remove the lashes. They had bumps around their eyes. I mean, I was like, what in the world?
Wow.
You know, I had to learn from those experiences. Like, okay, let me gently remove these lashes. I mean, it was burning because it was right on the lash line.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be a medical grade adhesive.
I would say for clients walking in, and another thing, to maybe even ask the technician, can they put a little bit of adhesive on the tweezer and have it, you know, smell it? If it
right.
burns when you smell it, you should not be putting that on your eyes.
Right.
And Cynthia, let me
and
say this.
If you have a problem with that, then I would go somewhere else. I would run.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a victim of the burning eyes, too. See, this is the thing about if you're going to do lash extensions, then you need to wear lash extensions. And
right, exactly.
I've experienced a couple of times where my eyes were burning from the lash extensions, and so the technician thought that it was the glue. And I
right.
kept telling him, no, it's not the glue, it's the gel pad.
Mm-hmm.
Because the very first person that ever applied lash extensions on me was the best person ever, because
mm-hmm.
she made sure that whenever she understood that that gel pad would move and some of the gel would get in the eye, so she was
mm-hmm.
constantly shifting that gel pad throughout the whole procedure. And so my
mm-hmm.
eyes never burned. But when I would go to some other people, they would never move, they would never shift the gel pad. And the gel
oh.
would get into my eyes each and every time. And my eyes would be red for like 3 days.
Wow.
So that's a thing to consider, and burning. So that's another thing
mm-hmm.
to consider. That sometimes it's not always the glue, but it can also be the gel from the gel eye.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's actually on your skin. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
I've seen it. Because I'm like,
what was that?
You know, if I have to remove a lash, I'm like, okay, I can remove a lash because if I've applied it, I know I've put it far enough, you know, to be removed from
mm-hmm.
the lash line if need be. But I've had clients come in from other techs, and I'm looking at it. As soon as they close their eyes, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, my dear, this
yeah.
is going to burn.
Some people are posting, just making sure the remover is not too drippy on the microswab. And some people are applying glue over old lashes, and it's hanging off the tip of the
mm-hmm.
existing lash just because they don't want to do that extra step by taking off that lash.
Right.
And you have a ball of adhesive or a ball of even sleep, I hate to sound gross, but that kind of build up or makeup or whatever build up that the person didn't clean off. So you want to make sure the lash check is taking the, you know, that extra step and procedure of cleaning off the lashes and applying just the right amount of adhesive remover to remove the eyelash.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely it takes 13 seconds just to dip it, hold it on there,
mm-hmm.
sandwich the two microswabs, and it slides right off. So
right.
we can get more into technique in a later interview. But
mm-hmm.
but that's just those type of things last checks want to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you quickly a question about your new product, because I'm loving it, and I'm looking at your website.
Yay.
And you have, first of all, and I like the look of the website. It looks a little different from what I remember. You know, still on the same line, but it's a little different. But, you know, you have the Delashes Lashes Kit and
mm-hmm.
the Delashes Essentials,
mm-hmm.
the Delashes Eyelashes, the Delushes Eyelashes, the Delicate
mm-hmm.
Eyelashes, the Sexy Eyelashes, the bottom eyelashes, and the medium flare eyelashes. Loving it.
Love it. Lashes.
Tell us a little bit about the new product line.
The new product line is way overdue, and I'm so happy it's here. So everyone, please purchase either at opensky.com or thelashes.com with Jenny Mai, Open Sky. Yes, I developed it because clients, you know, want it to have a piece of me if they couldn't get me or get eyelashes that they love so much. I wanted to bring something to market that was an extension of who I am and the same type quality that I offer in my studio. So I chose a D-Delicate. It looks like extensions on the spine of the eyelash. They're strip lashes, basically, so they're easier to apply for the consumer. And it comes with adhesive and a beautiful, beautiful lighted tweezer that help you apply them. There's nothing out there like that. I have a lot of concerns about, I can't put those strip lashes on. It's hard for me to put them on. No, this is not hard at all. I gave precise directions inside the eyelash kit with adhesive and a lighted tweezer to apply them properly. And a little functional makeup bag that you can have that's stylish and still fashionable, that you can also keep other tools inside of your makeup bag with it. So I wanted to bring different variations of eyelashes that I offer in my studio to market, that people who are in, you know, Minnesota, in the D.C. area, wherever you're at, you can also get the eyelash kit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me ask you, because the kits are so cute. I know this is something that your average, I know you work with a lot of celebrities, but I know your average everyday woman would love kits like this.
Yes, they love it.
Are we going to see you on QVC or HSN or something like that anytime soon?
Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. God willing.
Well, I know you're supposed
there's some to. There's some things. There's some prospects right now. I don't want to speak too ahead of myself.
Right.
But yes, HSN has actually spoke about offering the lashes on HSN. So look for it soon.
Well, we'll be sending some prayers up so we can see that happen.
Thank
really
you.
Soon.
Get your family members, friends, everyone who loves lashes. And so even before then, I wanted to offer that first on my website. So you can
right.
And I'll be bringing in different lash styles as well. You know, everyone can tell them about the...
Tell everybody your web address.
My web address is www.dlashes.com. That's D as in Dion, L as in lashes, A-S-H-E-S.
Cool. Now, right now, I want to take another call. Hello.
Hello, ladies. How are you? This is J.K. Hunter.
Thank you for calling, J.K., because as you can see, I never got to ask your question.
Oh, that's fine. I figured I just clicked the button and asked myself.
Okay.
That's not a problem. Okay, you saw I had multiple questions. The first one I wanted to ask, hi, Dion, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine. Mm-hmm. My first question was, you said something about certification.
Yeah.
I was asking, what type of certification are you suggesting that anyone should have if they are going to be a lash tech, which I am not. I'm a makeup artist. I have been for 19 years. So I was just asking questions for some of the girls.
There's two major companies now, I would say, that are offering lash extension certification. It hasn't, we're actually working on right now for state boards for different states to bring it to make sure there's certain requirements being met right now, so we're actually working on that now. But since eyelashes are still so new, I would say, you know, look at your local in your area who's certified, who's been doing it longer there. I think there's I really don't know. I really can't really say the two names that I really don't know their work because I'm not sure how long they're really teaching their students for certification, but I would definitely be certified by the two major ones there. I think one is like Lavish Lashes or Extreme Lashes. I'm not promoting them at all. I'm not associated with them at all, but they do teach like weekend classes. I'm not sure how long the certification is, but I would definitely be certified to know something about eyelash extensions.
Okay.
And I would also say I would also say having an aesthetics license wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah, estheticians definitely have that because most states have that certification in everywhere. So definitely an esthetician license should be certified for that.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe to even take the courses with some of these major lash extension companies, you have to be a certified esthetician. If you were a certified esthetician, a certified manicurist, a certified makeup artist, you could.
Right. Or even the minimum amount of hours that's required in some states to be a makeup artist, like 300 hours.
It depends on your state, but definitely I would say first be an esthetician, because esthetician is going to cover a wide range of requirements for everything.
Right.
You know, so that's most important, I would say.
Okay. All right, so another question I had was, what do you think about Latisse?
Latisse.
I know.
I've watched Latisse over the range. I mean, I have my own, if I can get candid here. It's a huge pharmaceutical company. Latisse is a steroid. If you don't have glaucoma, I mean, it says in the commercial, it can cause blindness. It's one of the side effects.
Right.
So I have my own things about Latisse. I mean, you'll never, using Latisse, you'll never get the volumizing or the length of lashes or the style of lashes that you can get from extensions or any eyelash extensions. You'll never get it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll look spidery. You'll get some side effects, which you don't get from extensions. but it's a steroid. I don't really condone Latisse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't promote Latisse. There's other paraben-free products out there that you can use. I mean, I suggest like silica and biotin and omega-3s. Eat your fish. Those type of amino acids that you can take naturally that will help your eyelash growth.
Mm-hmm.
Niacin is a great product for eyelash growth and hair growth and nails. They're known for that. So it's FDA approved as well. There's backstories with Latisse, but you know, some people like it. Some people, I see some clients who have problems with it. You know, so my thing is that you'll never get the volumizing that you want from Latisse that you can get with eyelash extension.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you thought about it, because I just think that the two side effects that are key to me is the changing of your eye color and the possibility of blindness. That's enough.
Yeah,
that's
enough.
That's plenty on research for me. I don't really need to research it if I hear I may go blind.
Yeah,
right.
Just see how all these pharmaceutical company the commercials, you don't see like the Sweaty Palm commercial anymore. You know, it's whatever the trend is right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just say use it upon your own discrepancy.
So you do eyelashes only? You don't do brows also?
Brows as well. I have a friend next door to me that promotes her business. She does brows all day long. I just choose to just focus on one thing and be a master at one thing, and that's eyelashes.
Gotcha. Oh, that's understandable. What else was I going to ask you? I had something else. What do you think about applying lashes under the eyes? That was one of my major questions. You already addressed that. I think that's a hot mess.
I don't think that's necessary.
Right.
I think someone who don't really know, who understand eyelash growth, understand that first. I don't think that's right. You're going to have problems with that with your clients, and they never come back. You may have bigger problems if you don't have insurance and their eyes are messed up. So,
right. Now, that's a major thing that I've discussed with several people who do lashes and people who do lashes. And I live back and forth between Atlanta and Tennessee. I'm in Tennessee today. And especially here in Tennessee, there are a lot of girls in Nashville doing lashes, and they put, I have seen 2 millimeters, minimal, maybe almost 3 of glue, a line of glue across the under the eye.
Yeah,
the first time I ever saw that, I was working on a video on a girl. It scared me because she had so much glue on her eyes. I was like, why? And I've talked to several of them about, somebody's eventually going to get sued. I'm just really surprised there hasn't been a major lawsuit about that. So I was going to say, so my other question was, what do you suggest as far as the removal process for your clients and for some of these people who go get those lashes from those types of girls? And you got to get that glue off without being bald. There are a lot of bald-out lashes in Nashville.
Yeah,
a lot
I would suggest that just, again, you know, we can jump on this bandwagon of Denise and Janelle, of building the dialogue that you don't have to have that look. It's that look. People think that so much glue is going to keep the eyelashes from not coming off. You cannot stop eyelash growth. Your lashes are going to grow naturally anyway. So it doesn't matter how much glue or adhesive that you have on your eyelashes, it's going to stay. And people who are not certified, they're thinking, you know, because that's the whole dialogue now. How long do they stay? How long your lashes stay on? How long?
Right.
It's not that. It's depending on how fast you as an individual, your hair and your nails grow. That's the main answer for that.
Yeah. Now, I would take people that are not certified out of that, because I know some people that have been to classes, have a so-called certification, but are still doing that mess.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we're going to stop that with state boards. So it's going to be hard because we can't, you know, get everyone. But, you know, I was just building, again, the knowledge to let people know that a lot of adhesive does not equal to lashes staying on. They're still going to grow out. They're still going to come off.
Right.
You know, you may accidentally rip them off because there's so much adhesive on there.
Yeah. I mean, your lashes may fall off the next day. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, the whole purpose of our eyelashes anyway is to keep the dirt and dust out of our eyes, not to look like shelves. So it's just knowledge. We have to just educate everyone around us. That's all. And there's nothing we can do about it. We can talk about it all day long, but we just have to really educate everyone on how to wear these lashes. You know, it's just like someone having a bad weave or some nails that's way out from somewhere. You know, you've seen that before.
Right. Yeah. My other question I had was, I was saying no one has your hands, which is the same thing I said about makeup. When it comes to all of us, Denise and I work together a lot. And I can't do what they do. They don't do what I do, just like I said about my friend Derek. None of us can do the same thing. So I was saying, what is your suggestion for eyelash glue? And or do you sell eyelash glue?
No, I don't sell eyelash adhesive. My suggestion, is, again, what would you wear? You know, researching some adhesives that are good. They're not gonna, that doesn't have those chemicals in it. I would suggest is really learning how to apply it properly on the eyelash. Not that you don't already, but really just taking the time out to really see how you do it each and every eyelash. Again, is just taking the extra step. And then once I do start selling adhesive, which is, again, another project that's in the process, I will definitely let everyone know.
Good. All right. What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is @DLashes.
Gotcha.
All
right. Yeah. That was my main question, ladies. I love you all.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for asking your questions. I hope I answered everything you wanted.
You did. You did. I'm asking for more. Maybe the folks online. I know most of everything you already said. So
yes. Good luck with your business. Congratulations.
Thank
you. It's huge. Huge.
Thanks so much. I'll be following you.
Thank you.
Put me on hold, Janine.
Dion, before I ask my last question, I just want you to know that with a lot of the information that you shared tonight, I can easily see another interview later down the road when we have, you know, when we can come together again, because there are so many things that
questions,
you talk about.
Yeah.
that I can see, you know, getting into other, you know, other topics. Like you said, you know, another time you could talk about actually application and, you know, questions.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love that.
And then, you know, state board and stuff like that, because those are really important things we need to discuss. So I can definitely see another show down the road. But I wanted to ask the last question for the evening, and that is, what is beauty to you?
What is beauty to me?
Hmm?
Beauty to me is a lot of different things. Beauty to me, I love, pardon me?
Oh, I
see.
Hello? Yeah, we're here.
Okay, I love, I just love sequence. I love modernism.
Oh, you're getting a little feedback. Do you have your volume up on your computer?
No.
Okay.
It turned off. Right. Beauty is a lot of things. Beauty is simplicity. Oh, my gosh, that's a great question, but it can mean so many different things. When I see it, I usually know it. I mean, it's beauty to me. I just love chicness. I love cleanliness. I love clean lines. I love a beautiful personality. I love, oh, gosh. Maybe that's the next interview. A lot of different things. Beauty is, I mean, obvious is lashes. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah, so.
See, what you should have said was beauty is the eye.
What was that?
You should have said beauty is the eye with the lashes.
And there you go. You said it for me. Yes, I mean, that's where I, you know, when you first look at someone, you can tell from the eyes of if that person's been through something, if they're going through something, if they're happy, if they're sad. It holds a lot of information without saying anything.
Right. You know, well, thank you so much again, Dion. We really appreciate you coming on. I know we were supposed to have you on last week. So I thank you for working with our last-minute change. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to be delashed again.
Yes, be delashed again. I love lashing you guys out.
Yeah, can't wait. And, in the meantime.
Yes, thanks for having me. This is a blessing. It's huge. And I would say to all the technicians out there, just do great work. And you know, have fun with it. Learn the business. There's so many different things that you can do with this. And I'm just really, truly blessed to have something that I absolutely love to do and to be a part of someone's life. You know, lashes has brought me so many blessings in so many different ways. And, again, I thank you guys for, you know, lashes brought me to this interview. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. And we'll be, again, posting out there all your information so people can go out and find you on the web, find you on Twitter and Facebook and all that great stuff.
And a lot of specials.
Keep us posted with whatever's new with you. And, you know, if we're going to be able to see you on TV anytime soon, let us know, like you always do. You're good about that.
Thank you. You can see a clip of the doctor that was just recently on 2 weeks ago on the doctor.
Uh-huh.
That's a clip on my website as well at dlashes.com.
Okay.
And also recent press for L.com, L Magazine, Red Book, and Town and Country. And there's other recent presses coming up pretty soon, so look out for that. Just keep updated on Twitter as well at dlashes.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
and I'll try to post that to the information.
Yeah, and then we can give away a lash kit for that lucky winner. The most followers on my Twitter is about a lash kit.
Okay, you all heard that.
the most retweeted, I'll tweet something and most retweeted something, we can do out a lash kit so someone somewhere can enjoy.
Watch me win the lash kit.
Pardon me?
I said, watch me win the lash kit.
The what kit?
Look, I said, watch me win the lash kit. You're talking about how many people reach.
Oh, yes. Or we can, anybody locally in Los Angeles, I can do a session too. They can win a session with me. And then people out of town can win the lash kit.
That's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll work it out. Okay. I'll keep you guys updated on upcoming events and stuff that we're having as well.
Okay. Well, sounds really good. Thank you again, and we will chat soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. All bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Cynthia and JK, for calling in. It's all those who listen by phone, for those who were in the chat room. Francis, I think I saw Francis and a couple of other familiar people. Thank you for joining us. For those of you who liked the show tonight, please go out and mark it as a favorite here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook at Beauty Talk with Illusions online radio show. Follow us because we have we always have a chat following the show. We go out to Facebook and chat a little bit more about the show. But stay tuned to that page because we announce all of the upcoming shows that we have. We announce who our guests are going to be, or you can also check in here on Blog Talk Radio and find out who our future guests will be. But we are on Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Sunday. If there's going to ever be a change, we will let you know. So thank you for your continued support. And for those who have joined us for the first time tonight, welcome to the show. We thank you for listening. Have a wonderful night.